You ass better call somebody!
Welcome to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host tonight, Daniel Hummer. I'm here with my brother, Doug, and my other co-hosts, Steve and Eric. How's everyone doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Good. How about yourself?
Good.
Can't complain. Tonight's a big one. We got the tag team tier rankings. Before we get into it, I'm going to toss it to Doug. We'll do some plugs. Definitely check out our first episode on our Patreon. It's worth signing up. We're going to have lots of high-quality content there. And we have...
Same high quality as all of our other shows.
Yeah. Maybe higher. And we have the Tracy Smothers tribute for tonight. Doug will tell you a little bit about that. It was a great show. And then we'll get into it.
All right. First, before I get into that, make sure you're listening to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night, mixer.com/dirtsheetdudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. They usually go on around 10:15, 10:20-ish, right after wrestling, so you'll be able to catch them tonight, as long as we're off the air. Then you can listen to them. So catch them. They're good dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. Every Friday, you can catch us, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. We're doing 6:30 now, right? 6:30, 7 o'clock. What do you want to do next week? Talk about it off air?
Yeah, we'll talk about it off air.
All right. So we'll let everybody know what we're going to do next week off air. Listen to us. Eric and Kenneth, and maybe me, depends on my mood. Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, same channel for the NFL Hard Hits show. We are also in the middle of our Jeopardy tournament. We did a second round match last night, our third second round match.
Yeah.
It was probably the most successful one that we've had because the dumbest person in this tournament actually won and is moving on to the final. You might not be the dumbest.
Anyway,
so we got that going on. This Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern time, same channel, the Top Tier Podcast. What's the tier?
We're going to be doing another wrestling tier list, and we're going to be finally doing the tier list for managers. So there you go. Bada bing,
bada bing.
Doing that Sunday.
Wow. About time. So that means when I win fantasy wrestling for that, you just took away one of my poll options.
Good.
Son of a bitch. All right.
You're not gonna win.
Spoiler.
Yeah, the Stevie's gonna win.
Anyway, we'll see. All right. Also, on our Patreon, it should be uploaded sometime tomorrow. The Tracy Smothers tribute episode. We had Rod Price on. We had Sam Houston on.
25 minutes.
It was a great show. For those of you that are unaware, Tracy Smothers passed away last week after a lengthy battle with lymphoma. Rob Price was on to pay tribute to his friend. Sam Houston joined us for a little bit. It was a great time. Shared some great stories. Did get a little bit emotional. But it was great to have those guys on. They're welcome again anytime. But check that out. That'll be on our Patreon. Patreon.com/everythingunscripted, right?
Yeah.
Eric?
What?
You jackass. Patreon.com/everythingunscripted, right?
I was sending out the link to you guys, and we'll post it on Facebook.
Right, but I also need to plug the Patreon, so I need to make sure that I'm giving them the right thing.
Okay.
Quit looking at Kardashian sex tapes and pay attention.
I got it. And that's right.
Okay.
You almost done?
Yeah, let's just get right into it.
All right. Tag team tier list. This is a big one. So I think this is Stevie's first tier list he's done with us. So I'll explain.
Except for the cartoon.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he did.
I did the cartoon one, yeah.
Okay, so you're pretty familiar with it, but just to kind of put it out blank, I'm basically going to be listing tag teams, and then we're going to have a discussion about them, and we're going to put them in five tiers. The top tier is legendary. That means the best of the best. Then you got very good, which is like right there, almost the best, but not quite. And then you got middle of the road, which is mediocre, just kind of there, okay. And then you got meh, which is like just about bearable. And then you got garbage, which is like the worst tag teams of all
time. Right. Okay.
So that's pretty much it. Doug, you got the tiers written up?
Yeah.
You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So we'll start with, I don't think that there might be anybody better than the Brain Busters.
Iron and Tully.
Tully and Arn Anderson. We'll start with you, Stevie. How do you feel about that team, and where would you put them?
Well, I'd put them in the top 10. I mean, they were the very, very best tag team, I would say. And they had that great match with the Hart Foundation at SummerSlam 89. But
yeah.
Unfortunately, it was like non-title, unfortunately. But
right.
Yeah, I put them in the top 10 for sure.
So legendary?
Legendary, yeah.
All right. Ducky?
It's kind of hard not to put them in legendary.
Yeah.
Because they are the team that every other team patterns themselves after. Well, that a lot of teams pattern themselves after. I mean, I know they're the main inspiration for FTR. And they were tag team because they knew how to cut the ring off. They knew how to, do this other stuff. They were tag team wrestling, and they had JJ as a manager. They were part of the Horsemen. So I think you would have to put them in legendary.
Eric, what do you think?
Legendary, definitely.
All right. Yeah, I mean, the Brain Busters. Especially as the Four Horsemen. Great tag team. All right. Now we're gonna go a little newer. I'm going to start with you, Eric. The Ascension.
MST, they were very good. I mean, but WWE main roster, I'll say garbage.
Okay. Dougie?
It just proves that it really depends on who's booking you. And we talked about this earlier on the Tracy Smothers tribute when we were talking about, where Tracy had been. And who knew how to use them. Triple H knew how to book the Ascension. And, Dusty was there with him, and Dusty knew what he was doing. They get them to the main roster. Vince McMahon had no fucking clue. So they were garbage on the main roster.
They were called kind of the Discount Legion of Doom. Anyway.
Right, because they were cutting promos on how they were better than the Legion of Doom. They were better than Demolition. They were better than the Powers of Pain. Which I'm sure are three teams we're hopefully going to bring up. Okay? And... But yeah, no, they were just... I mean, because they were told to say that. They were basically... told them to say, oh yeah, it's that's a great way to get heat, or that's a great way to get heat, but they're getting the wrong kind of heat because they're being disrespectful.
All right, so you're going garbage.
Yes.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Ascension.
The Ascension?
Yep.
I'm going to have to, yeah, well, unfortunately, I'm going to have to say garbage. I really wasn't a fan of them. So, I mean, I prefer the Ascension and NXT as opposed to the main roster, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So I would say garbage.
All right. It's like we know where we're putting the Ascension. I'm going to have to agree. They are, they never really panned out. I thought they could be something, but didn't end up happening. Next team, let's take a look at the Young Pistols. Am I saying it right? The Wild Pistols?
The Young Pistols or the Wild-Eyed Southern Boys.
Okay.
I mean, they were known as both names.
Tommy Rich and Tracy Smothers?
Tracy Smothers and Steve Armstrong.
Okay.
Tommy Rich and Tracy Smothers were part of the FBI, which I'm sure we could get to later, too.
Yeah.
You want me to start in this one?
Yeah.
Okay. They were a great babyface tag team. And like Rob was saying earlier, they knew how to work.
Yeah.
They were great workers. And if you put them against a team that was hated enough when they were babyfaces, the fans would get behind them. Now, when they were heels, they also knew how to cut a heel promo. The problem is that the heel tag teams that they would work with the exception of the Steiners, nobody gave a damn.
Where would you put her?
I'm going to say work rate alone and the fact that they could cut a promo. Tracy especially. I'm going to say very good. And I'm not just saying that just because we did an episode on Tracy earlier.
Yeah.
But they were a very good babyface tag team. They were a very good heel tag team because of the work rate alone.
All right, Eric?
I'll say very good.
Stevie?
I would have to agree and say very good. They were a good tag team.
All right, put them in very good. Now let's move on. Let's go to an AEW tag team. Stevie, I'll start with you again. The Butcher and the Blade.
Butcher and the Blade. I would have to say... I would have to say they were probably good tag team, in my opinion. So I'd say okay, you know.
Mediocre?
Mediocre, yeah, pretty much.
All right, middle of the road.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. I'd actually agree with that. I'd say they're a middle of the road tag team. I think the stable with the Lucha Brothers is kind of cool and weird at the same time with Eddie Kingston. And, you know, they're one of the more underrated tag teams AEW has. They haven't been used all that much. But when they have used, they look legit. So,
right.
Eric, what do you think? Butcher and the Blade.
I'll put it middle of the road.
Okay. Doug?
Okay. Here's my problem with them. They came in, they had this debut where they came out from underneath the ring, right? And they beat up Cody. Then they had him at, but then right away, you know, their second match in, they're losing.
Yeah.
And they're doing jobs, right? Now, they have like the cool look. The Butcher comes out. He's actually dressed like a butcher.
Yeah.
Now, he's dressed like a butcher from the 1800s. But he's a butcher. Right? And the Blade comes out. He's got that goofy-looking mask on. And they had a good look. The problem is that they were losing every match. And now all of a sudden, and then they start having the problems with FTR and the Young Bucks. And it's just like, All right, you guys were beaten clean.
Yep.
But we're supposed to take you seriously just because you stole FTR's truck.
Right.
They suck. All right. And I know they're Buffalo guys.
Yeah, they are.
But they're just.
Yeah.
They weren't booked right, and now they're part of this thing with Eddie Kingston because they're trying to get him some credibility, so they make him part of Eddie Kingston's family. Well, guess what? This family tree needs a lot of trimming. I know
agree.
You're in the middle of the road, and that's where we're going to put them. I'm actually going to say that they're garbage. No, I'm not a fan. They had a cool first, but you don't job guys for 6 months. Or like 3 to 4, 5, 6 months, whatever the fuck it was, and then go right away and say, oh, yeah, these guys are legitimate contenders. No, they're not.
What do you think of their actual work, though? Like their matches? Nothing special, or?
I think Blade is a great worker.
Yeah, he's the Buffalo
guy. I think Butcher can't work shit, although he should. He shouldn't really be taking, like, big bumps or whatever because, you know, he's a bigger guy. But still, I think Butcher's work is ass. I think Blade has very good work.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll put him in the middle of the road. But good point, though.
Yeah, very good point.
This is probably not the only James Storm tag team we'll be talking about. But Dougie, I'm going to throw it back to you. Tell us a little bit about America's Most Wanted.
They led the TNA tag team division for 4 years. And it wasn't even, I mean, I say 4 years. I mean, they got together in late 2002. It was more like 2003. They had like the 3 year run or whatever. For the first few years of TNA's run, they, you know, they were the top.
They were the best tag team.
Exactly. So, and these are TNA's early years, before TNA had the exposure that it would later gain. With that being said, they were TNA's top tag team. They were a very good team. But everybody saw Chris Harris as a star. James Storm was just a sidekick. The problem is that Storm had a hell of a lot more charisma than Harris.
Yeah. They were really good together, though.
They were really good together separately. They should have never separated them because Chris Harris could not recover.
Yeah.
James Storm eventually put him with another guy. James Storm is probably one of the best tag team wrestlers of the 2000s.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Definitely. I agree with that.
Okay, so very good.
Yes.
Eric Shane, very good. Stevie, what are you thinking?
Very good. I couldn't agree more with Doug.
Same.
America's Most Wanted.
You know,
they were badass back in the day.
They were.
It's a cool name, too.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah, they were so good, and they had great matches with other teams, and James Storm throws a better super kick than Shawn Michaels. I'm just going to say it.
He does have a great super
kick. Because when he hits it, you can fucking hear it.
Yeah.
I know.
Now, nobody... There's one guy that I think has sold the best super kick from James Storm, and it was a guy by the name of Chase Stevens of the Naturals about 17, 18 years ago. Storm cracked him, and you could hear it, and Chase Stevens is just he was out of it, and that was probably the best super kick I had ever seen thrown because it sounded like a shotgun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Now, another Ruthless Aggression tag team, named after yours truly, could be our doppelgangers, Doug and Danny Basham. We'll start with you, Stevie.
Doug and Danny Basham. Well, I would say I would say okay, I guess.
Middle of the road?
But middle of the road. That's my honest opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I see that. I mean, they had a decent run for their little SmackDown tag team title reign. They beat the Guerreros, Eddie and Chavo.
Yeah.
And they had some decent work. They had that Shaniqua, the manager. And, you know, yeah, I agree. I'd probably say middle of the road. I didn't like them. And, I mean, they pulled the Bella trick way before the Bellas, the twin magic. They used to do that all the time. Not even twins. They're not related.
No, they're not.
They just look a lot alike.
Go ahead.
Demolition, you know, they would do the switch thing like the Bellas would do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they would too. They had the face paint.
So, right. Yeah.
But also they had the mask on too that they would put on. I mean, here's the thing. The whole switcheroo deal, it goes all the way back to the 80s when the Killer Bees were doing it. But because they had the masks on. Now, the issue was is that like with the Killer Bees, like they would put the mask on after the match, right?
Yeah.
Or like during the match or whatever. So you're going to tell me that the referee would be okay with that? It's like, wait a minute, aren't you the other guy? Isn't that the reason why you're putting the mask on, and so you can cheat? But with Doug and Danny were a good tag team, and they had Shaniqua and Hu on there, who was – they were trying to turn Shaniqua into China, okay?
She got hurt.
Well, Rikishi had enough. Now, I'm not saying he actually did it on purpose, but that was basically what, because she was hitting too big for her britches, because she thought of herself as China.
Yeah.
Right? Or something like that, yeah. I mean, a woman getting too full of herself, who knew? What are you giving me that look for?
Keep talking.
But... So, as far as them being a tag team, they were a good middle-of-the-road team.
What do you think, Eric?
I say middle-of-the-road. Okay. I don't remember them too off much, but I'll agree with you guys.
All right, we'll put the Bashams at middle-of-the-road. Then next up, we're going to go with a famous team. Known as the Rockers. We'll start with you, Doug.
Oh, how...
I'm just thinking that.
They were a really good team, and they were basically... They were the AWA's answer to the Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah.
Well, the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight Express. You know, the Midnight Rockers. But they were put together with the intention of later on, you know, you're going to split them up. And Jannetty was supposed to be the big star. The problem is that they both had good work, and Sean's work just got better. Jannetty's work could not get sober. And here's the thing, like, as the team went on and before they were going to split up, they knew, like Shawn Michaels knew, you know, we got to split up eventually because obviously, you know, I'm going to be a big star.
Yeah.
Marty Jannetty was just like, "Oh, we better not split up anytime soon because Sean's going to be a big star and I'm going to be in rehab." As a tag team, they were very good because of the stuff they could do and how they were. I mean, because the stuff they did, even though they were kind of patterned after the Rock and Roll Express, the Rock and Roll Express couldn't do any of that shit.
No.
No. They couldn't, you know, jump off the top rope onto the floor. They couldn't do the, you know, the somersault planches or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do that.
So where are you putting them? Very good?
Yes.
Stevie, what do you think?
I could pull off a hell of a somersault planche.
I'd say very good because they, in the 90s, they were so popular, you know, and I would say very good, but they also had the problems, but, you know, but I'd say very good. The Rockers are up in the top 10 for sure.
They had their problems. Here's the thing. You spend every day on the road together and you could be the best of friends, but if you spend a lot of time together and, you know, work with each other all the time, you're going to get sick of one another.
Yeah.
Look at Eric and I. We worked together a lot.
They were a tag team for a long time, though, when they came
right.
in to WWE.
Well, Eric and I have been lovers for years. So.
Yeah.
But
then they had that big split, you know?
Right. Which came at the right time.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Like, tag team for a long time, and you spend a lot of time together, and you're on the road, you're going to want to kill the other guy. I mean, Daniel, you and I are brothers, and we spend a lot of time together, and there are days you want to kill me.
Today.
Right now.
So you guys are going very good. What do you think, Eric? I know you love Shawn Michaels.
I think very good.
Okay.
They're not legendary because they didn't win enough titles and they weren't together long enough. So I'll say
they were together for 6 years.
Oh.
Everyone.
So
I mean,
I got a question.
Sure.
How come they didn't put the tag titles on them?
Well, they tried. They were going
because they were going to
fire Neidhart, but the rope broke.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the rope broke. But my question is, did they give the belts back to the Hart Foundation when that happened?
The match never made air.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
The match never made air, so therefore they had nothing to explain.
Right.
Yep.
And in those days, you don't talk. In those days, they never brought that shit up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no internet. There's nothing.
No. I think the Rockers are a mediocre team, but we'll put them in very good since you guys said that.
Okay.
Next up, the Lucha Brothers. We'll start with you, Eric.
I'll say very good. They're not in the legendary status yet, but they're maybe you could argue actually they could be, because they've been around for quite a while in some good companies like in what was it, Lucha Underground?
Yeah.
Were they? Yeah. Yes. So yeah. I think they're in between legendary and very good. I'll say that.
Dougie?
When you're talking about tag teams, the problem is they don't have, like, they've worked that Mexican style of tag team match.
Yeah.
And they get criticized for it. I know Jericho criticized the shit out of him for it. But they
have, Jim Cornette.
But as far as a tag team goes, slapping a hand, tagging out. They can't work the American style of the tag match. They can work the Lucha Libre style, no problem. But as a tag team here in the States, I'm just going to say that they're mediocre.
That's fair.
I'm going to have to disagree and go with Eric and say very good. Because what they do in that tag match is better than 90% of anything else from anybody. Yeah, they might slap each other's hand right away, but it's implied that they're making the tag. And their matches are awesome. Their matches with the Young Bucks were awesome for AEW.
Right.
Yep.
They're a very good team. What do you think, Stevie?
I'd say probably have to agree with Doug and say mediocre on this one. I mean, I got to agree with Doug says so.
All right, we'll put
them in.
We'll put
them in.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Doug. I'm going to start with you with a legendary team. Techno Team 2000.
Oh, fuck.
What do you think?
Wait, who do you say?
Techno Team 2000.
Oh, never heard of it.
They had two matches back in the WWE. It didn't work. Well, one of the guys on the team was Eric Watts. All right.
Oh, thank you.
Not you. It didn't work. They were a garbage team, in my opinion.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, not really much to say.
Stevie, what do you think?
I have to say garbage. I mean, that's my honest opinion.
All right, put them in trash. Garbage.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I never heard of them, so yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about a team that you have heard of. Let's talk about the British Bulldogs. We'll start with you, Eric. Davey Boy and Dynamite.
I'll say legendary. They're one of the best tag teams of all time. Probably underrated, too. I think they're legendary. Probably an underrated team, too.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I'd say they're legendary. The British Bulldogs are one of the greatest tag teams of all time. Steve, what do you think?
I'd say legendary. They were one of the greatest tag teams, definitely of all time. They're former tag champions, so I'd put them right up there on the top 10 list for sure.
Kind of hard not to. And I know that they have there's stories about what kind of human beings they are, but what they've done to people and animals. But
as far as wrestling, though,
as far as wrestling goes, they are up there.
Yeah.
The legendary.
Yes.
I'm about to shut this off. All right. British Bulldogs going legendary. And then I'm going to start with you, Doug. Tell us about the Usos.
They're another one of them. They're not necessarily legendary, but they're getting there. Yeah. But it took them a while.
They've been consistently great for a while now, though.
Yeah, they've been consistently great for a while, but it took... Again, they've been in the company since 2010. It took them till about 2014. Even then, when they started, they were like meh, right?
Yeah.
Then they started doing the Polynesian dance or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, okay, well, now they're a mediocre team. Then they started actually finally winning the tag titles. And that brought them up to, they're still up there. They finally started hitting their stride, especially with this whole Uso penitentiary thing. But
yeah,
they're able to upgrade themselves. They're able to reinvent themselves. Now they got
the
whole thing going on with Roman. They are a very good team.
Stevie, what do you think?
I agree with that.
I'd say a very good team. I put them up there for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I mean, honestly, when it's all said and done, I think we're going to say legendary. But they still got some time.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. You come from a legendary family. No.
So, and on the other side, we'll start with you again, Doug. Wild Samoans. Afa and Sika.
You piss them off, you're more than likely going to die. They are legendary. And they're legendary for a lot of reasons. One is their work. Two is the amount of respect they command. And three is when their opponents are getting heat, even when they're heels, when the opponents are getting the upper hand of them, the other Samoans flock into the ring. They're the hearts of the fucking of the islands.
Yeah. They're probably the most famous wrestling family, right? If not one of them, in NOI.
Yeah. I mean, and like if you look at them now, or both of them now, they both look like those tribal leaders that look like they're 105 years old.
It was those two that crowned Roman, right?
Right, and they look like they should have died 10 years ago. They just look that old. But I almost guarantee you, and if they listen to this, I'm more than likely dead because they'll show up here tomorrow and beat my ass. But as old as they might look, I bet you they could still go into a bar and rip out a guy's heart with their teeth.
So where would you put them?
Yeah.
As a tag team.
I would put them at legendary.
Okay.
Legendary.
Okay, there you go. Stevie?
I put them as legendary, one of the greatest tag teams, in my opinion.
You got to. Yeah, I mean, I agree. Let's put them in legendary. Stevie, have you been a big fan of Ring of Honor at all, like in the 2000s or...
I mean, not really, because I never really watched Ring of Honor. It was mostly WWE, TNA. But I didn't really follow Ring of Honor that much.
Okay. All right, I'll start with you with this one, Doug, because I know you really know these guys. Tell the people about the American Wolves, Eddie Edwards and Davey Richards.
They were... The problem with them is that there was no personality whatsoever.
Yeah, but they were so damn good in the ring.
They could work in the ring, and Ring of Honor was the perfect place for them. The problem is you get to, a place where you really need to, make sure your mic skills are up to par, and they couldn't do it. But, see, because Ring of Honor was more wrestling-based.
TNA. They had a title run.
They had a lot of title runs, and the matches were awesome.
Yeah, and the split up was kind of cool too.
The split up was kind of cool. Well, Davey Richards is known for being a piece because he
is a master of burning bridges. And I'm not just talking burning. I'm talking he set them on fucking fire. And just watches them just... Good night, nurse. Just watches them... I hid it from you. Watches them, you know, just burn. As a tag team, they were very good. I mean, they're a very good tag team. Again, not necessarily the most personable guys, but guess what? They could work. And sometimes it's more important than anything.
Eric, what do you think? You know, the Wolves?
Yeah. I'd say very good. They did have the chemistry as a tag team, and they were very good in the ring. Even in TNA, when they went to TNA, they were very good.
Okay. Steve, did you see any of their work in TNA? Or?
Yeah, I did. I did see some of their work in TNA. I'd say very good.
Okay. We'll put the Wolves in very good. I'd agree. I think as far as tag team wrestling, they're one of the best independent-wise.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
Moves that a lot of guys wouldn't even try.
And while we're on the Wolves and Ring of Honor, let's do the Briscoe brothers.
Mark and Jay, right?
Mark and Jay, yeah.
For the longevity that they have, and I'm going to get a lot of shit for this, the longevity that they have and the fact that, you know, they could do what they could do in Ring of Honor. They're one of the greatest tag teams in Ring of Honor history.
Independent.
Yes.
Yep. Probably the best.
And the fact that WWE did not want to sign them it's stupid, right? I would put them, because of what they've been able to accomplish in one place. Again, I'll get shit for it, but I'm going to say legendary.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Damn.
I love the Briscoe brothers.
I agree. I agree, Doug. I love Briscoe brothers, too.
Okay. Stevie, what do you think?
I'd say legendary for sure.
All right.
Because I've seen some of their work, so I'd say legendary.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put the Briscoe brothers in legend. As far as Ring of Honor goes, and they've been the one act that hasn't left Ring of Honor, too.
Well, I mean, they've
tried,
but, nobody else really wanted to take them, so then they're just like, all right, well, fuck, we'll stay here.
Yeah, but they've always been good. I'll actually start with you on this one, Stevie. Los Guerreros, Eddie and Chavo.
Well, I'd say the very best tag team. They had great they worked great together in the ring when they were wrestling, so I'd say the very best for sure, because they had good chemistry.
All right, Stevie's saying legendary for Los Guerreros. What do you think, Doug?
I don't really want to disagree, but the only reason why I'm going to disagree is just because Eddie would be put in legendary as a single. Chavo would be put in very good. As a team, they were really innovative. They were real innovative in like the whole lie, cheat, and steal thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really more Eddie than anything.
Yeah.
Like when they would work the matches, like there was the one time they were doing the thing with the Basham brothers, but it was Eddie in a handicap match, and they were trying to pull the old switcheroo, but Eddie was looking right at him. So Eddie had the riding grab from Shaniqua, and he got Doug in the, or I think it was either Doug or Danny, he got him in the stomach. And then he whipped Nick Patrick, the referee, in the ass.
Yeah.
And Nick Patrick did, like he was acting like Eddie hit him in, like he had a boil on there, and Eddie hit him in the boil. Trust me.
so like, and he says, oh, and then he turns around and one of the Basham has a riding crop in his hand. And then, so they were innovative in that part. And they had good ring work, but I'm just going to say very good.
I mean, I'm going to agree with you. I don't think, just because of longevity.
Right.
Because if you think about their run, like 2 years, right? 2002 to 2004.
Yeah.
About 2 years.
Yeah.
And what they did in that 2 years was amazing and great. And to me, that was the best Chavo's ever been. I mean, I liked his heel turn after, but him and Eddie just had great chemistry. So I agree with Stevie on that, but I am going to go very good just because it was a 2 year run.
Right.
Eric,
yeah, I'm going to say very good, too. Very good.
Okay. Well, the good news is we're not shitting on too many of them.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Because this network, the Unscripted Everything Network, or Everything Unscripted, whatever the hell we're going by nowadays, we're all-inclusive network. So we got to mention the ladies. Doug, touch on the Iconics.
Boy,
Peyton Royce and Billy Kay. As far as untagged teams, where would you put them?
Peyton Royce.
I was gonna have a joke, but I'm gonna keep it to myself.
Thank God. I'm the only one left to get in trouble with the censors. It's in my contract. Mainly because I'm the expendable one. Peyton Royce is very, very
hot.
Beautiful. Yes. That's another word for it. He's very beautiful. She's very athletic. The problem is Billy Kay.
Yeah.
Billy Kay looks like they did a thing 20 years ago where Gerald Briscoe dressed in drag.
Yeah.
You put up a side-by-side of Gerald Briscoe in drag. And
oh, boy.
Looks the exact same thing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm getting a call from our attorneys tomorrow.
Are you going where I think you're going, Doug?
No, I'm not gonna call her. I'm not gonna call her a man.
Okay.
You kind of already are, but okay.
I mean, where would you put the team?
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, the team. All right. Man. Yes.
All right, Eric. What do you think?
I'll say it. Unfortunately, I'll say man.
I'm actually going to go middle of the road because for what these, to me, the ill-fated women's tag team division, which I guess is picking up now a little bit with Shayna and Nia, it's kind of cool. But the women's tag team division, they didn't really ever have a true face of it because of what happened with Sasha and Bayley and everything. And for the heels and the Iconics, even though they never let them defend the belts, which was weird, but it always made sense to me to have them as the women's tag team champions, you know, a good heel team that the baby faces could chase. That always made sense to
me.
And I thought they were a great heel team because they were fucking annoying, you know? They're loud and annoying. They're obnoxious. They do their job, so I'm going middle of the road. Stevie, what do you think?
I'd say middle of the road. That's my honest opinion.
Border.
We'll put it on the border then. Still a lot of, got about 40 minutes left. Still got a lot of great tag teams to get to. Doug, I'm going to start with you again. Talk about a couple of guys that we met. Nice guys. Nasty guys. The Nasty Boys. Talk about Knobs and Sags.
Two guys that actually did volunteer to be on the show. Their only problem is that we couldn't afford to take out a second loan on the home. In order to get them on.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on my organ donor, too. I got a kidney on the way.
Yeah, anyway, there is a joke there, but we're not going to go there. They are, because they could work the hardcore style, and yep, they were very good at it. And depending on who they worked with, like, they had really good matches with Legion of Doom. They had really good matches, you know, in WCW. I like their stuff with Public Enemy. I like their stuff in Public, I almost said in Public with WCW Heat. I almost said in Harlem with WCW Heat. I am stupid. So anyway, they are, it would depend on who they're in the ring with. They're on the borderline to me of middle of the road and very good.
Really?
Yes. And I love the Nasties.
I'm going legendary. Because they were great. They had a decent run in WWF, too. They won the belts, right?
Yeah.
And you got to go legendary on their WCW run alone. To me, they're WCW legends.
Right, until they got hurt. But yeah, they had real good matches with the Steiners. They had real good matches with Public Enemy, like I said, Harlem Heat.
Yeah, and they could work face or heel. So I'm going legendary. Eric, what do you think?
I said very good. I mean, they had a decent ECW run too, right?
They weren't in ECW.
Oh, I was thinking of Logan. I was thinking of Public Enemy.
We'll get to them, though.
But yeah, I'll say very good.
All right. Stevie, what do you think?
I'd say legendary. They had that great feud with LOD, and but I like the feud they had with Harlem Heat in the WCW days. So I'd put them right up there.
All right, let's go legendary.
Why not?
Me and Stevie said it.
So. Yeah, why not?
All right. I just got to make this the one comment, though, because I am keeping track of the score for SmackDown here.
Yeah.
Why can't Liam Mysterio fall in love with Otis?
I think he's done getting girls.
It's just sad. There's no hope for you yet. Anyway.
All right. One of the greatest tag teams of all time. I'll start with you, Stevie. Miz and Morrison.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Miz and Morrison?
Yeah.
I'd say okay, but I mean they're great at comedy though. But say probably. Probably, I don't know. I'd say okay, I guess. I mean, probably mediocre.
All right. Eric?
I'll say mediocre.
All right, Doug?
I'm actually going to go a little different here because as a classic heel tag team, they are awesome at getting under your skin.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to drive to Orlando and run Miz over with my car 50 times
for the stuff
he did to Otis. Took away his girl, took away his briefcase. Now, obviously, a lot of that had to do with Tucker, too, you know, turning on him.
Yeah.
But, so I'm actually going to say that they're a very good team.
I'm going very good as well. To me, as they're a great heel team. They've won gold numerous times. And it's one where you can't really say who the star is. Both guys have always been consistently good.
Right. The problem is
that's true.
Miz is more of a company guy than...
Well, he's more accomplished in WWE, but Morrison also went out and won world titles everywhere he went.
Right. But he couldn't do it in WWE. Yeah. Because he couldn't, hide his disdain for John Cena.
Yeah. And Trish Stratus. But, yeah, I'd say very good. We'll put him on the borderline, though, because they said mediocre. As much as it
pays. That's fair.
I mean, here's the thing. I said very good because I know you know where you keep his kitchen knives, and I know you know where I sleep.
Oh, no. All right. Let's go.
If I already don't give you enough reason to want to kill me.
Let's go another obscure team. So we'll start with you, Doug. The Blade Runners.
They weren't together very long.
But tell the people who these two guys are, because I think they would recognize them.
Yeah. All right, so they started off being known as Rock and Flash.
Yes.
They would eventually become known as the Ultimate Warrior and Sting.
Yes.
Oh.
Guys, you may have heard of them.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah.
One of them, changed his name legally, The Warrior. The other one, also is the lead singer of a band named The Police. No, two guys, had a good run. And as singles, but not as a team.
They were kind of discount Legion of Doom, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Legion of Doom. Legion of Doom, Demolition, Powers of Pain, what have you. They weren't polished workers.
Right.
But they would get better.
Yeah.
And, but as a team, they are mediocre.
Okay. Stevie, what do you think? Blade Runners.
Not a great tag team, but I'd say mediocre. But as single wrestlers, they were great. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree. So
I'd say mediocre.
Yeah. Eric, what do you think?
I'd say meh.
We'll just put him at mediocre. And now, kind of who they're based off of, but we have to talk about this team. Steve, I'll start with you on this one. The Legion of Doom.
All right.
LOD.
Legendary. I mean, there's really nothing bad to say about LOD. I mean, they've accomplished everything, so I'd say legendary for sure.
Doug?
What Stevie said.
Legendary. We talked about them a few weeks ago on the show.
Yep.
Definitely legendary. I do have to throw this in.
Absolutely.
Eric, who are you blowing on the SmackDown creative team?
I know. I have King Corbin and Seth Rollins.
Not
who
you have in your mouth right now.
He's doing really well. All right. Where'd you put them?
So I got 10 points today.
You got all your people so far have won except for Bailey, who you took out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're in
obviously
the lead.
Obviously, she was going to lose.
Jesus.
Full gears tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Damn. Eric, Legion of Doom, where are you putting them?
Absolutely legendary.
All right, put them legendary.
Not even a question.
Well, technically, it was a question because we asked you.
All right. Next up. Eric, I'm going to start with you on this one. The Brothers of Destruction.
Okay.
Even an Undertaker.
I would say very good. I mean, they were dominant for how long were they? They were only together for what, a few years, or not even a few years, on and off.
Yeah, a couple of years. I mean, they've always been off and on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, whenever
for that, I would say very good.
He says very good.
But yeah, they're very good.
There was a when I first started the old school wrestling group, I did a greatest tag team of all time tournament. And the finals of that tournament ended up being the Dudley Boys and Undertaker and Kane, the Brothers of Destruction. Because I rigged it to where the Legion of Doom got eliminated early. Just one guy who, thought he knew everything about old school wrestling. And so I decided to piss him off because I do. And I hated him too. And this is back when the parents really was. So,
do I know this guy?
Yeah.
No,
it was that Michael McComsky or whatever the hell his name
was. Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
God.
That's how you pronounce his last name. So, anyway. Undertaker and Kane, they weren't together a lot. They were together only for storyline purposes. But when they were together, they were very good.
All right.
Exactly.
What do you think of the Brothers of Destruction?
I'd say the very best tag team because I watched like all of their matches when they were teaming up. So I'd say the very best.
Oh, legendary. Okay.
Legendary.
I would agree with you guys. Say very good, but okay. They are up there.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Next team. You mentioned them earlier, Eric, so I'll let you start. The Public Enemy.
Honestly, they're very good because they were very good in ECW. They were that team that love to be a stream, obviously, because they were in ECW. I remember their matches with tables and with the Dudleys and stuff. So, yeah, I would say very good.
Okay. Doug?
I love the Public Enemy as a team. I think WCW kind of ruined them.
WCW? WWE ruined them.
Well, WWE ruined them more. WCW, they were still kind of able to work that style or whatever.
They got over there. They won the belts, right?
For only a couple of weeks, yeah. But then Johnny Grunge had the knee injury, so they had to drop him right away. But... So I'm going to say they were a very good tag team.
Yeah. Stevie, what do you think?
I'd say very good. I liked them better in ECW. I didn't really care for them much in WCW, so I'd say very good.
Yeah, that's where I am, too.
That will put them very good then, Doug. Alrighty then. Moving on, I'm going to start with you, Eric. Evolution.
Okay.
Batista and Ric Flair.
Batista and Ric Flair?
Yes.
I would say very good. I mean, you have two legendary wrestlers in itself, Ric Flair, obviously, and Batista. I think they had good chemistry. I think they were a good heel. They were never a babyface team, right?
No.
They were always heel. No.
They were always heel for 2 years.
I would say very good. I think they were a very good heel tag team for the time they were tag team.
Yes. Dougie?
Mediocre.
Why?
I don't know, it's just, I never really cared about when they were in the ring together. I actually thought Batista and Orton made a better team.
They never tagged
Triple H and Flair were a better team. Flair was past his prime, and Batista was just steroid boy. So I'm just going to say mediocre, middle of the road.
Okay, it's a bad take, but Stevie, you go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I'd say mediocre as a tag team, but I really prefer Ric Flair as a singles wrestler, so I didn't really care for them much as a tag team, in my honest opinion. So I'd say mediocre.
All right. I'm going to go so we can put them on that borderline.
Okay. Running
out of room on
the borderline. No,
we're not. All right. We'll start with you on this one, Doug. One of the greatest of all time. Your dad managed them. Tell us about the Midnight Express.
Oh, man, I have a lot of dads. Mom got around.
Amen, brother.
So the Midnight Express, whether it's Dennis and Bobby or Bobby and Stan, they were a great heel team, but they needed Jim Cornette because Cornette was the mouthpiece. They could handle all the ring work. Yep. I'm going to put them in very good. I'm not going to say legendary. I'm just going to say very good because there are some that are better. Yes. I mean, I'm already out of the will with all my dads.
I mean, I'd agree that very good, but I think you can make a case for legendary, too. The Midnights and the Rock and Roll is one of the greatest feuds of all time, single or tag team.
Right.
But, yeah, I'll agree, very good. What do you think, Stevie?
I'd say very good. I mean, they had great matches with the Rock and Roll Express back in the day, so I'd say very good for sure.
All right.
I say very good.
You say very good?
Yep.
All right. Well, we're getting towards the end here. We're going to do our famous speed round. We're going to have to do a part two at some point, guys.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Like, much we didn't get to.
There's so many tag teams to talk about that we didn't get to talk about. So if any get missed, that's fine. We'll do a part two at some point. But we're going to knock a good amount out with the speed round. Now, the speed round, for you guys paying attention at home, I'm just going to start naming them. We're not going to have much conversation about them, maybe one line or a few sentences, and we're just going to rank them right away. I'm just going to name the guy. You guys are just going to start. Just tell me your ranking for them.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
The New Age Outlaw.
Legendary.
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 There you go. Put them in legendary. Beer Money Incorporated.
Legendary.
Legendary.
Probably the best tag team in TNA history.
They definitely surpassed America's Most Wanted, so I'll say legendary.
Professor Ken Perdiccas' favorite tag team, the Young Bucks.
Oh, boy. I'll say very good.
Please tell me we're ranking Pernicus and managers because he had that short stint in company that nobody's ever heard of. Just so I could rank him in garbage. Please. Just.
I'd say very good.
Young Bucks.
Garbage.
You think the Young Bucks are garbage?
Yeah. Well, I don't like them.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Matt Jackson is suffering from a legitimate knee injury. I hope tomorrow night that FTR is just like, you know what, fuck this guy and just break his fucking leg.
They're not wrestling FTR, are they?
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Young Bucks, yep.
Fuck Matt Jackson.
Young Bucks lose.
If anybody else, I put them higher. But Matt Jackson is a no-good piece of mutton chops.
Well, No one else agrees with your opinion, so.
Yeah, where
we're
everybody else?
We're all gonna be very good, but we appreciate it. Appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, honesty's best policy.
The Hart Foundation.
Legendary.
Very
legendary.
All right, put them in legendary.
We did retrospective on them a couple weeks ago. I mean, months ago.
It was almost a year ago.
Oh, wow. It was? That long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a while ago. The Hart Dynasty. Tyson Kidd and D.H. Smith.
Meh.
Meh?
Yeah.
Nah.
Mediocre.
Nah.
Is he disagreeing with me, or was he trying to say mad that said it wrong?
I said mediocre.
Definitely mediocre.
All right, mediocre. The New Day.
For their era, legendary.
Very, but very good.
Okay.
I'd say Eric? Very good.
Okay.
I'll say legendary because for their era.
Okay. AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels.
Both great guys, both great talents. I'd say very good.
They were big for like 8 months or however long that reign was.
Well, and plus they were also very, they were also, you know, together for, I mean, not necessarily like together, but they were, you know, every time they would team together, it would always be, you know, somewhat successful. So I'll say very good.
I'd say very good.
All right. SCU, the team Daniels is a little more known for. Him and Kazarian. That's what we'll focus on. Daniels and Kazarian.
Okay, very good.
Middle of the road.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd say
I like your TNA
road. Middle of the road.
All right, middle of the road. FTR.
They're headed there.
Very good.
They're headed there. I'm going to say very good.
Very good.
Yes.
For sure.
All right.
I hope they win tomorrow.
I don't.
You've gotten enough fucking points. Fuck you.
They need. The Young Bucks shouldn't win tomorrow. I like
that. I disagree, and I think they should. The Rock and Roll Express.
Legendary. Be careful, Bossman's listening. No, mister.
I think I just said legendary.
Legendary.
I know whose ass to kiss.
Get your chapstick.
Legendary.
Air Boom. Kofi Kingston and Evan Bourne.
Meh. It would have been better if Evan Bourne would stay off the, you know, the wheatgrass. Or should I say
garbage. Great guys, but garbage.
Garbage.
Right, garbage.
Garbage.
Fuck them. Put them in garbage. The Edgeheads, also known as Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins.
Garbage.
Garbage.
Garbage. I'm not a fan of either guy, so.
Vladimir Kozlov and Santino Marella.
Garbage.
Garbage.
All right.
Really, we're not going to bring up Demolition?
We need something for the part two.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Demolition.
Oh, you bastards.
I'd say Legendary.
Legendary.
Yeah, I mean, their run may not have been that long, but it was legendary.
Harlem Heat.
I hate
legendary.
Both, but I'm actually going to say legendary.
I'd probably say legendary.
Okay.
There's a TNA tag team I'm trying to think of after that.
Well, I know one team we should mention, and that's only because we had him on the show earlier.
DX.
Triple H and Michaels?
Yeah.
I say middle of the road, because they weren't really a tag team. They were like Kane and
I'm going to agree with Eric on that.
Even less.
And
you know I love Shawn Michaels, though.
I know them better as singles wrestlers, so I'd say probably middle of the road.
All right. Let's put them at middle of the road. And then what's Rod Price and who?
Rod Price and John Tatum, the Coast to Coast Connection.
Legendary.
They're not necessarily like. They were a bear. Yes. We got to do some kissing. They were a very good team for the territory that they worked. And had
I'd
they just
very...
somewhere else, they would have gotten over.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
All righty then. There's a couple more. Let's get into the Dudley Boys.
Legendary. They were famous all over the world, so.
Yeah, everywhere they were.
They're what, like 30-time tag team champions or something? From different organizations?
Edge and Christian.
Legendary. Yeah.
I think Edge accomplished more as a single than anything, but I'll say very good.
Okay. What about Legendary?
Christian had a better TNA run, obviously.
The Hardy Boys.
If you're going to put Edge and Christian in Legendary, then they go in Legendary.
I'd say Legendary.
Fucking patch.
Put him in Legendary. And there's one last team we're going to get to. The very last team. The last one.
Oh, what you just saying.
One of the greatest tag teams of all time.
Which Bushwhackers?
We have to finish with this team. La Resistance.
Oh, man.
Garbage.
I don't know.
Oh, Eric, you don't know Sylvain Grenier? And Rene Dupree?
I say garbage.
And Rob
garbage
Conway?
For sure.
Can we finish with a legendary?
Yeah. Who? Five Resistance.
Yeah.
Legendary. What? Just kidding. No. Put him in garbage. The real ass team. One of the greatest tag teams of all time.
Oh, God.
I do want to get into this one, though. Big Show and Kane.
They're like Undertaker and...
I'd say middle
and,
of the road.
Yeah, I'd say middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
I like them together, but I'll agree with you guys. Middle of the road. The Bushwhackers.
Oh, my heart.
Legendary. They're in the Hall of Fame, so I'll say legendary.
I can't kiss their ass that much. if we were saying sheep herders, they would definitely...
They would go in... The same team.
As the sheep herders, they were very good. As the... I'm going to say very good just because of all the merchandise they were able to mold.
I'd say very good.
Power and Glory.
Had they been able to keep up their momentum, probably they would have been very good. Unfortunately, they were just middle of the road.
Yeah.
Middle of the road.
I say meh.
I'll go middle of the road. And that is going to conclude our tag team tier list. That was awesome. Fun, guys. Doug, you want to read off the list, and then we'll go home?
There's a lot of things here.
You don't have to read if you don't want to.
All right, in Legendary, we have the Brain Busters, British Bulldogs, Wild Samoans, Mark and Jay Briscoe, Nasty Boys, Legion of Doom, New Age Outlaws, Beer Money, Heart Foundation, Rock and Roll Express, Demolition, Harlem Heat, The Dudley Boys, Edge and Christian, and The Hardy Boys. And very good. We have the Young Pistols, America's Most Wanted, The Rockers, The Usos, American Wolves, Los Guerreros, FTR, Brothers of Destruction, Public Enemy, Midnight Express, Young Bucks, New Day, AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, The Bushwhackers. And on the borderline, Batista, Ric Flair, Coast to Coast Connection. No, Coast to Coast. Well, yeah, Coast to Coast Connection, also very good. The Lucha Bros and Miz and Morrison. Middle of the Road, Butcher and Blade, Bashams, Blade Runners, Art Dynasty, SCU, DX, Big Show and Kane, Power and Glory, Iconics on the borderline. And man, we have no one in garbage. We have The Ascension, Techno Team 2000, Air Boom, Hawkins and Ryder, Santino Marella and Vladimir Kozlov, and then La Resistance.
Right. That was our tag team tier list. That was awesome. Yeah, we got through a lot of names.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Eric, Stevie, Doug.
I have an idea for next week.
What do you want to
I'll tell you guys later.
No, say it right now.
I was giving him Survivor, something about Survivor, Undertaker's debut at Survivor Series.
You want to do the 1990 Survivor Series next week?
Done. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're going to show retrospective on the 1990 Survivor Series.
I can watch
it. It's Survivor Series month, though.
Yeah. Four of us will have to watch it this week, or unless we remember it, and we'll do that next week.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Stevie, you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
All right, cool. Good idea, Eric. I can't believe I just said that.
Thank you.
This was
Unscripted Wrestling. The tier list on Sunday is managers.
Yes.
Wrestling managers.
Wrestling managers.
Yep.
That's going to be fun.
Awesome.
Cool.
It's going to be full of debates.
It's going to be a good time. And we will see you guys next week. Have a great night.
All right. Later,
you too. Adios. Bye, Stevie. Bye, Doug. Bye, Daniel.
Yep.
Hey. Bye.